Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. What's going on? I am at home again because I had a million doctor's appointments this week, and it just made sense for me to come home for those because obviously they're all in my hometown. And yeah, so I'm coming to you live from my bedroom, and I've kind of had a chaotic day. I had a million doctor's appointments this morning, and by a million, I mean two. And it is never good when you hear something from your doctor that you don't want to hear. Nothing is wrong, of course, but I went to the dermatologist, and my doctor was just telling me how I need to go gluten, dairy, sugar-free, like everything, which is just not sustainable for me right now. So I was kind of annoyed by that. And my doctor's office is about like 30 minutes away from me. And I already drove home yesterday, so I'm kind of out of music, which is weird that I say that, but if you have a playlist, please send it to me. I've been so bored of my music and I need new music. I usually am really on top of that, but I guess not this year. So yeah, I've actually been working, since I got back from the doctor, I've been working on my fashion event dress, which I'm so excited for you guys to see. I'm not going to spoil anything with it right now. I'm going to have the big reveal on TikTok and hopefully it gets chosen. I've been so meticulous this year when last I wasn't as meticulous, and I'm really following the theme this year. So I'm so excited to show you guys and share that with you guys as always. Not much has happened this week in fashion, but something kind of huge did happen. But it was just one thing, and it was the fact that Chanel had horses in their shows. And I'm not talking about just like, you know, like a walking horse. I'm talking about a galloping horse. Or maybe it's a, instead of galloping, there's another one that's below that, I think. I don't really know. Never been a horse person. I thought I was. I wanted to be in sixth grade, and then I rode a horse, and it was probably one of the worst experiences of my entire life. But back to my point. I was just baffled. I love Chanel and, well, do I love Chanel? I don't really know. I love Karl Lagerfeld, of course, and I love everything he did for the brand, but I don't really like Coco Chanel. I don't like who she was as a person, and after I read her book, I kind of made that opinion for myself. Continue as you may, though. But I'm getting kind of tired of it. I think that the advent box was one of the final straws for me to kind of realize that they don't really care at all about their customer base. They just kind of promote their name in hopes that people will buy it. And their bags are just as expensive as Birkin bags now. And I know that a Birkin bag is not attainable by everybody because it's something you have to earn. But I think Chanel is trying to reach this new level of things that their customer base just cannot keep up with. An $800 box of tattoos for Advent. That was ridiculous. But back to my main point, talking about horses in the show. It made me so mad. And I don't know why. I think it just triggered me because I wish Chanel would do two shows or two in one where they have the classical stuff, the tweed. Everybody knows it. Everybody's seen it. And then they would have more of like a high fashion event. I feel like they're trying to do new things like the horses. And it's just not working out for them. I mean, when you think of Chanel, you think like going to get tea with your friends, or I don't really know. You kind of think of like someone who's older and more mature. And I feel like horses is Hermès' main target. It is. I mean, they have all the people in the horse shows and stuff, all the equestrians. And I feel like for the price that is paid for high fashion, logos like the Gucci logo and all that stuff, it just should not be free marketing. And I know that Chanel is not exactly doing that, but we've evolved so much as a community, as a whole, as a nation, that there should be more technology involved with high fashion. And I don't think there is enough. I think that everybody shows that part off, if they do, at the Met each year, but it should be a constant thing. Of course, ready-to-wear lines are always great. And it's not that I want to produce these lines where it's just like all technology. I'm saying still keep the classics, but when you do the show, like how you style the clothes, just have like one little piece of cool high fashion technology. I feel like we should be doing more in the fashion industry with this whole thing. I also feel like for the price you're paying for Chanel, they should maybe target their market a little better and care more about their customers. And I think that's just really frustrating. Because nothing is personal about it anymore. And part of this is because of COVID, but like, you know, you used to go to a department store and people would serve you and, you know, really form a personal bond with you to the point where you gave them a Christmas gift. Like, that's how it used to be. And I wish it still was like that because it makes shopping just so much more fun and personable. And also, I feel like you're less likely to spend on high fashion and stuff. So I'm kind of just doing a story time today because there's a lot on my plate, blah, 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 who really cares? And, you know, I feel like sometimes a short episode is good. But for all we know, this could be a really long episode because I do tell long stories. And I have a million stories. My friend Chloe gave me the idea of kind of doing more story times because somehow I always end up in situations. So this kind of leads into the whole knowing your demographic, knowing your customer base, supporting other designers, blah, blah, blah. So let's jump in. Okay, so to set the scene, I am in the Hamptons. I am in New York. It is hot. It is summer. And I'm just kind of trying to figure out what I want to do because it was just me up there. And it was so much fun, but, you know, there were bits of days where I would say I did feel a little awkward because, like, I didn't have any friends up there, so I was just kind of figuring out how to entertain myself. So this particular morning, I decided that I was going to tan from, like, 9 to 12 and then put on a cute outfit and go shopping downtown because I loved all the stores there. They have, like, an Alice and Olivia and just a bunch of little boutiques. I'm trying to think, like Club Monaco. I just said that so wrong. I'm going to leave that in because that's actually really embarrassing. But anyway, they also had this cafe I really love, Golden Pear Cafe. And if you're like an OG follower, you know I went there like every single day. So yeah. So I promise it has to deal with the story also. But I'm out there tanning, whatever, having a good day. In the Hamptons, like, the ocean is cold during the summer even, so I was not getting in the water at all, and I was sweating. Went in a little earlier, and put on this cute little all-white outfit. Like, I literally remember the day like it was yesterday, but probably because it was, like, 6 months ago. So, yeah, I decide that I want to go shopping, like I said, blah, blah, blah. And I just go into a bunch of different stores. They have, what is that one store called? It's so expensive. Like, I looked at this basic plain white dress and it was $600, $700. Anyway, what is that store's name? It's going to bother me. I figured it out. It's Intermix. So I was shopping there for a little and I was like, I'm going to go into Alice and Olivia because I just want to see if they have anything cute that would be good for the summer. So I go in there. I'm talking to this girl. Me and the girl are getting along so well. She works there and she's helping me pick out a few different things, getting my dressing room set up. So I go in the dressing room, I start trying on a bunch of stuff. A lot of it's not working just because it's not really, it was like kind of winterish because in June, you know, summer doesn't start till like mid-June, and this was like the first week of June, and they follow that rule like strictly in the Hamptons. Like, summer starts when the actual day of summer, when we get out of school in early May. The stuff was too winterish, but there was this one blue dress I really loved, and I put it on. It literally fit like a glove. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get this. So I called my mom. She was like, you gotta get it. But, you know, I do this every single month. I did it for January even. I might have talked about that on my New Year's resolution, but I try and be cautious sometimes because I feel like I don't want to have bad spending habits. But where do I find myself every month? buying something from Alice and Olivia. So I decide to step out of the dressing room, show the girl that was helping me who worked at Alice and Olivia. I wish I could remember her name because we did get on a first name basis because I was a frequent there just because I like to talk to her and shop a little. So I come out there and there's this girl standing there with her two daughters and they are putting like 30 things in each dressing room. I'm not kidding. And I'm like, why does this girl look so familiar? I was like, I swear I know her. I swear she's from my hometown. And she looks at me like dead in the eye. And I'm like, why does this girl look so familiar in my head? And she goes, oh my God, I have never seen a dress look so flattering on someone. You absolutely have to get it. And I was like, that is like the nicest thing anybody has ever said to me. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to kind of think about it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm going to go to lunch, think about it, and come back. So I go to lunch at the Golden Pear, which is like right across the street. And I'm thinking it over lunch. And I'm like, who was that girl in there? I'm like texting my mom. I'm like, do we know anyone that would be here? Blah, blah, blah. And my mom's like, no. So I eat my lunch. It literally takes me probably an hour and a half because there was a long wait for the Golden Pear. And it just, I wanted to like really think it over because Alice and Olivia's stuff is not cheap. So I go back to Alice and Olivia and the girl I recognized and her two daughters are still there. And I'm not kidding. At this point, like they're putting stuff on the counter. The counter is entirely full. Like the girls were my age. So like, I don't know. I hope they don't ever come across my podcast. Hopefully not. But like, I was just so jealous of them because they were getting a million Alice and Olivia things. So I keep looking at her, whatever, and it turns out I was like, oh my gosh, that is Veronica Beard. And if you're unfamiliar with who that is, she is a great fashion designer. She creates women's clothing. She actually had a store in Southampton, and I'm pretty sure she had one in East Hampton too. But she was the one who told me that my dress looked so flattering on me, and I was like, oh my God, that's Veronica Beard. I finally put two and two together. And because the cashier, like the girl checking, the salesperson checking them out, had already started their checkout, I had to wait until they left. So we talked. They were so sweet. The sales associate was trying to get them to buy some more stuff, obviously, for commission's sake. And this is when I realized that I like actually really do like Veronica Beard and kind of what she has and promotes and everything. The salesperson tries to sell her a pair of pants and she's like, my brand has this really cute pair of pants and I love to support other designers, but I know that my target market is more of like a vegan leather type deal. And you know, there's the whole debate if vegan leather is better than actual leather for the environment, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, I was like, that's actually really cool that she knows so much about her brand. And she's like also supporting another designer, but also standing her ground where she's like, I don't want those pants because they're not vegan leather, blah, blah, blah. And I just have a lot of appreciation for that because even though that sounds like something so small and stupid, a lot of designers have no idea what's going on in their company and their brand, what they're producing, what it's like for the environment. And it's disappointing. And that's why sustainability comes from such like small brands and such non-advertised brands, if that makes sense. But I digress. So she was literally the best person ever. And her daughters were so sweet too. And overall, I would say it was a great experience. It was not what I was expecting to meet because she's the first designer that I've ever really, who's like A-list, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I left feeling a lot better about people in New York and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, how cool is that, that she actually cares? And she supports other people who are her direct competitors, regardless of if her daughters like it. I think they checked out that day and probably had like 160 items. So she definitely has, you know, the means, if that's a good way to put it, to support somebody else in that capacity. But I thought it was really cool. I'm curious if y'all have ever met a famous designer and their opinion has like changed from meeting them, or even a famous person. Which I know that's kind of like a very direct question, but I think you'd be surprised. I kind of remember when it was a trend, like, oh, on TikTok, stitch this with the story of when you met a famous person and they were awful, blah, blah, blah. Why do I keep saying blah, blah, blah? Like, I need to stop doing that. I can't get in the habit of that. Completely counteracting my, like, last story, because I had such a great experience with her, I actually met someone who is maybe considered, like, more famous 2 weeks after that at the Golden Pear, which I'll start by saying this. Everybody is a human. Everybody obviously, like, acts up. I wasn't stalking these people. So, I mean, I was just viewing them from afar. And I didn't ask them for pictures or whatever. I literally minded my own business. I get that everybody acts up, though. And, you know, celebrities are people, too. But I will start by saying her husband, so nice. One of the nicest people I've ever met. Helped me get a coffee stirrer because I couldn't reach it. And her husband is Alec Baldwin. So the person I'm talking about is Eladia Baldwin or Hillary Baldwin, however you want to say it. And she just, I didn't have a pleasant experience with her. Maybe because it was early in the morning, but she just was so entitled. And I don't know, it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way because her husband, like I said, was so nice. So if you have a story that's similar, I'd love to talk about it. DM me on Instagram, styledxgb, so styledxgb. I've kind of decided what I want to do with my Instagrams, in plural, mentioning that. On my Styled by GB account, I want to post my outfits and kind of like my lifestyle. If you have questions for me, DM me there. Oh, and I'll do like polls and question boxes, blah, blah, blah. And then on my main Instagram, it's just going to be like my college life and after college life once I graduate, which will probably be next week's episode. And I have a few exciting guests coming up, actually, guys, which I'm so excited about, if you can't tell. If you like the shorter catch-up and story time podcast, please let me know. And it's always so fun catching up with you guys. I always love to hear your opinions and your feedback. DM me. I always say that. I just said that like 5 seconds ago. But yeah. Thanks so much for being candid today with me. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you have the best week ever. Bye, guys.